Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. The actual start of the college football season begins tomorrow with my alma mater, Florida, taking on the hated U, the hated Miami Hurricanes from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. And joining us to talk about this and the beginning of another glorious college football season is my friend and Heisman Trophy voter. You can watch him on First Coast News in Jacksonville, Florida. Brent Beard joins us here on the show. Brent, good afternoon, my friend. What's the good word?
Well, the good word is that we can't wait to go to Orlando tomorrow and cover the tremendous football game we think that's coming up between Florida and Miami as we get the college football season started. I know that Hawaii and in Arizona will be going on a little bit later on. But Mark, as you can imagine, being here in Jacksonville, there is a tremendous amount of excitement for this game. Florida State's in town next weekend against Boise. I'm not saying that Jacksonville is the center of the college football universe, but
they
we
are right
have,
now.
Well, we've got two good ones coming up, brother, in the next few days.
Okay. More likely upset victim, Florida State or Florida?
Florida State. I think Boise is predicted to win their division by many. I still think there is a lot of questions as far as the Florida State offensive line. Will that group come together? And will Florida State in general be able to communicate better than they were, particularly in their opener against Virginia Tech last year on Monday night? But, Mark, I'm not saying Miami can't win, but I do think Florida does win this game. I think Florida right now, with their experience, is a huge help for them. So I'm going to say Florida State, the more likely of the upset losers between the two.
Very interesting stuff indeed. What can you tell us about Jaren Williams? Now, the redshirt freshman quarterback who has been named the starter for this game by Manny Diaz. Tate Martell, of course, transfers from Ohio State. He's another one of these guys, and I'm blanking on the name. Gunnar Kiel is one of those guys, yeah. If you remember a few years ago, Brent, whenever he doesn't win the job, he goes somewhere else. Every single time he doesn't win the job, he never stays in a place and tries to get better. I don't know what the latest word is on Tate Martell, but certainly he did not come to Miami expecting to be the backup. I think this start of Jaren Williams has to be to the surprise of many.
Well, it is. There's no doubt. Look, when you see depth charts with Miami in the preseason, the depth chart usually says Tate Martell is a starter, and Nikosi Perry is a backup. So that is nowhere near what we have come to find. Jaren Williams is a starter, Mark, because he is the most consistent, at least to this point. Would it shock you to see more than one quarterback tomorrow night? No, I don't think it would at all. Now the weakness for the Canes, and can Florida take advantage of this, is the Miami offensive line. That group is still trying to come together, and that is something that Florida could take advantage of. The X factor in all of this for Miami is one Dan Enos, who comes from Alabama, who did a good job with Tua last year, was also at Arkansas, has been a head coach before. I think he's going to help them. And even though, Mark, I think Miami loses tomorrow, with their schedule that has no Clemson or no Syracuse on it, that they could, I'm not saying they're going to run the table, but I still think they can have a very good year. So I think at this point, it's Jaren Williams behind center to start. But, Mark, that doesn't mean he'll be the starting quarterback by the end of the game.
Why did Mark Richt leave, Brent? I mean, that sounded like it seemed like that was the start of a long-term relationship. I've asked this question of many. I don't feel I've yet gotten a clean answer on this. In your opinion, what are you hearing? I mean, I don't buy. It's hard for me to accept or buy that it was just as simple of he wants to spend more time with his family. There had to have been some rumblings in the ocean there for him to walk away so soon.
I think there were a couple things. I think number one was people wanted him to make changes on the staff, and Mark, being the loyal guy that he is, really didn't want to make those changes, one of those being his son. So, and I think he also thought, Mark, that at this point that he needed to step down and get out. I think by the end of the season, I'm not saying he lost the locker room or anything like that, but I think it may have been a thing to where the players may have quit listening to him at that point. So I think for those reasons, as much as anything else, he felt that he had done as much as he could at that point in the manner that he could, and decided to step aside. And again, which your point brings up another point. I think that's a huge advantage tomorrow night, Mark. Don't you? That Florida, Dan Mullen's coaching experience, Manny Diaz's lack of coaching experience. I know they were with each other at one point at Mississippi State, but I think for tomorrow night that bodes very well for Florida.
Yeah, Brent, there's absolutely no doubt about that. That is actually the biggest advantage I think that Florida has in the game tomorrow, because when you look at this Miami team, you know, Phil Steele says that they have the best defensive line and the best grouping of linebackers that exists in the conference, going up against the weakest unit on Florida's roster, the offensive line, and a quarterback that I guess the best way in one word to describe his relationship with the University of Florida fan base is the fan base is tolerating him, right? I mean, that's the best way you can say it. But that defensive line, Jonathan Garvin, Pat Bethel, Jonathan Ford, Trevin Hill, you know, they could be in Felipe Franks' face much of the night. How do you think Dan Mullen counterbalances what is sure to be a fierce rush in the face of his quarterback?
And I would agree with you by saying that the Michael Pinckney, Shaq Quarterman, Zach McLeod linebacking crew is not only the best in the ACC, you could argue they may be the best in the nation to some degree. That really very much is the key to the game. What they're going to try to do is get the ball out of Felipe Franks' hands as quickly as possible. Now, you've got some running backs for Florida, and they are deep. They can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. Look for Florida to involve more of the tight end tomorrow night to get the ball off a little more quickly at that point. Now, that is the key in the game from the Miami defense, and I think for Miami. I think conversely, Mark, the other end of that is the fact of Miami's offensive line, the people we talked to, is their weakness, and the Florida front seven under Todd Grantham can certainly put some pressure on a freshman quarterback. Mark, you hit it. Look, whoever wins those two battles at the end of the night, I believe, is going to win the game.
Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter. You can watch him on television in Jacksonville, Florida on First Coast News. Joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Was Manny Diaz the best option? Is he the best Miami could have attained with their situation at head coach, Brent?
That's a great question. He knows the program. Obviously, his father used to be, or the former mayor there. The players have a lot of respect for him. He's doing well in recruiting. I mean, let me say this. He fits.
It sounds a lot like Will Muschamp, though. It sounds a lot like Will Muschamp. Yeah. Knows the fan base, knows the area, doing great in recruiting, but are you going to win? Are you going to win, Brent?
Well, and that's the great question. My thing for this year is after they get past Florida, they have got the schedule marked to where they could win 8 or 9 games. Now, they go to Florida State. They also have to go to Pitt, but they've got a lot of home games. Tricky game in October with Virginia. If they could win some of those 50-50 games, that would get Manny Diaz off to a good start. And again, as we mentioned earlier, I do believe with Dan Enos basically molding and shaping these quarterbacks, that's going to make a big difference with them because they've gotten a more experienced head coach. Yes, there's no question about that. There are a lot more questions than answers right now with Manny Diaz.
Brent Beard joining us. Brent, can I request that you please stand in front of a vent or a fan because I'm about to turn up the heat on you. Are you ready? Are you ready, Brent? All right. Find yourself some coolants really, really, really quickly here. Okay. I found it fascinating, the situation that Temple and Manny Diaz and the University of Miami found themselves in when Miami didn't expect Mark Richt to leave so abruptly. They allow the assistant coach to go to Temple University. Temple sticks their neck out. They give Manny Diaz the job. He accepts the job, has the introductory press conference, and then leaves the job 3 days after he accepts it because Mark Richt stepped down thereafter. If you are in the shoes of Manny Diaz, Temple University sticks their neck out for you, gives you the head coaching job that you've been seeking for years. What do you do there, Brent? It was a tough situation, no doubt, for all involved. But I'll be honest with you, Brent. I've been in a similar situation in my radio career, believe it or not. I was working for our Entercom affiliate, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, and I received an offer for the Entercom affiliate in Tampa. And the Atlanta affiliate said, Mark, you know we see you as a full-time guy. We want to bring you on full-time. We expect to have a full-time opening and in 2 months, and you are earmarked for that role. And I said, I've been hearing that for a year. I can't pass up the bird in the hand. And I took the job in Tampa. I had a similar decision to make. I chose to jump, and I chose not to come back. This is so interesting, Brent. 2 days after I accepted the Tampa offer, an unexpected opportunity opened at the same station in Atlanta, and I didn't go back, right? Mm-hmm. I committed to Tampa. I went to Tampa, right? So it's one of those decisions that tugs on your moral and ethical heartstrings for what Temple did. So you're Manny Diaz. What do you do in that situation?
There's a lot of me that would have stayed because they would have committed money, resources, and made a commitment to me that I would have been there. But I'm telling you, Mark, I also see the side of it that how many chances are you going to get for your dream job? And if he would have stayed at Temple, would his mind always have been of he would have been disappointed and would have carried that around with him almost like an albatross, and that would have affected his coaching in some way. So that's a very difficult decision to make, to say the least. I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who probably, as you have, that have gone through that. I would have probably stayed, but I frankly understand him deciding, particularly when it's his dream job, that's what he's got to do.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And I think I probably would have stayed at Temple too, Brent. I really do. But at the same token, it's Miami. It's, you know, it's the brand. It's the you. It's the lifestyle. It's everything that comes with that. But I think the loyalty factor for Temple sticking out their necks on my behalf when no one else previously had done so in the head coaching role might have tipped the scales in being loyal to them. Brent, before we let you go, can we get a score for tomorrow night?
I think that it will be close even into the fourth quarter. I'm going with 26-14 Gators. I think they scored late after it has been close. I do think Florida wins by double digits. And again, Mark, think about this a minute. After this game is over, Florida and Miami will both have, and I think this is going to be pivotal for their season, not one, not two, but three off weeks. Florida and Miami do not play next week, that they'll have that week off. And I'm telling you, Mark, we need to track this throughout the season. I think these two off weeks are going to make a tremendous difference with certain football teams. I'm going to be fascinated to see how this goes. I heard Kevin Sumlin talking a few minutes ago about the Arizona-Hawaii game. He said, look, we've got three off weeks this year too. Last year we had 10 straight weeks with no off weeks. He said, I'm embracing this extra time.
It's going to be fantastic to see how that plays out over the course of the season. Will the extra rest help both Florida and Miami? He's our correspondent with boots on the ground at Camping World Stadium in Jacksonville, Florida, for the season opener, Florida against Miami, my alma mater against the hated rival tomorrow night. Brent, always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much. Enjoy the game, all right?
I will do it, and hopefully it will be cooler tomorrow night in Camping World than it is today. Right, Mark?
100%, sir. 100%. You have no idea how accurate you are with that assessment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.